Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building one of those tiny moves that can make a drop feel way bigger than it has any right to feel. We're talking about a Dubwise rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just a reverse effect. This is a phrase decision. It's the moment where the track says, hold up, run that again, and the whole room feels that pull. In drum and bass, that kind of control matters. It gives you tension, it gives you structure, and it gives DJs a really clear cue point to work with. Why this works in D&B is simple. The genre lives and breathes in phrases. 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. When you place a rewind right on a phrase boundary, it feels intentional. When you place it randomly, it sounds like an accident. So the first thing to do is find the exact spot where the energy can break for a moment without killing the momentum. A really solid beginner move is to put the rewind at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Open your arrangement and look for the last bar before a new section, a switch up, or a second drop idea. That's usually the sweet spot. If your first instinct is to make it huge, slow down a bit. The best rewind moments often work because they're controlled, not overloaded. Keep the return hit in mind first. If the first hit after the rewind is weak, the whole effect falls apart. The restart has to land with confidence. Now duplicate the bar or two around that spot so you're not destroying your original drop while you experiment. That's a really good habit. Work on a copy, keep your session organized, and if you want, color code the parts. I like thinking of it like this. One color for the impact, one for the reverse motion, one for the texture. Clean sessions make creative decisions faster. For the main rewind cue, choose something with attitude. A chopped snare, a vocal stab, a bass stab, or a short effects hit can all work. If you want it to feel more Dubwise, a vocal or snare style cue usually reads really well. Drag the sound into an audio track. Cut a short slice and keep it simple. For this kind of move, short audio clips are your friend. You do not need to overcomplicate it with a big MIDI setup. At this point, make two mental versions of the idea. One clean, one dirtier. The clean version is more DJ-friendly. It's tight, readable, and classy. The dirtier version is rougher, more underground, and a little more chaotic. Both are useful. You'll often find that the cleaner one works for the main return, while the dirtier one can be perfect for a second drop variation or a more aggressive fake out. Take that core slice and reverse it. That's the language of the rewind right there. Then shape it tightly. Keep the clip short, usually somewhere around an eighth note to a quarter note for the main gesture. Trim the ends so it doesn't smear into the next bar. If it has too much tail, shorten it or fade it down. If the sound is fighting your low end, put an EQ8 after it and high pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. You do not want the rewind stealing subspace from the drop. What to listen for here is the pull. A good reverse should feel like it is sucking the ear toward the next hit. If it just sounds like a backward sample with no purpose, it's probably too long, too soft, or too muddy. Tighten it up and make the restart more decisive. Small changes can make a huge difference. A single reversed sound can be a little thin on its own, especially in D&B. So stacking is where the weight comes from. Add a second layer. Maybe a snare or rim shot for body. Maybe a clap or a little noise burst for snap. Maybe a bass stab for attitude. Keep the roll separate. One layer should give the body, one the transient, one the texture. That's all you really need. A simple stock device chain can help glue it together. EQA to clean up the low end and harshness. Saturator with a little drive to make the layers feel like one event. Drum bus if you want a bit more density, but don't overdo it. If the stack starts sounding like three different sounds fighting for attention, mute one and simplify. In this kind of move, clarity is power. Now we bring in automation, because this is where the rewind starts to feel physical. Use auto filter, utility, reverb, delay, or saturator to create movement. A really effective move is to automate the auto filter cutoff downward as the rewind bar develops, then open it back up on the return. That gives the impression of the sound being pulled back and then snapped forward again. You can also throw in a short delay or a little reverb on the last stab or snare, but keep it brief. This is Dubwise, not washed out. You want a flash of space, not a fog bank. If the ambient starts covering your kick and sub, pull it back. The rewind should feel powerful at club volume, but it still has to leave room for the drop to slam back in cleanly. What to listen for is whether the gesture feels like one action. If the reverse slice, the extra layer, and the automation all line up, the ear hears one clear event. If they don't, it just sounds messy. A common beginner fix is not to make the effect louder, but to reduce the track around it for one beat. Sometimes the best way to make the rewind hit is to give it a little pocket to live in. Next, test it against the drums and bass. This part matters a lot. A rewind that sounds cool soloed can completely fall apart in context. So loop just the last one or two bars around the transition and hear how the kick, snare, hats, and bass react. The final snare or fill should lead into the rewind naturally, and the restart should feel like a clean reload. A really classic DNB shape is this. The phrase runs, the final beat gives you the rewind cue, then the next bar comes back with full snare and bass energy. You can also leave a tiny gap before the restart if you want more drama. A little silence can be powerful, in heavier DNB especially. The absence of sound is part of the weight. Don't be afraid of it. If you want the rewind to lean more direct, keep it dry, short, and transient-led. That works great for rollers and heavyweight club tools. If you want a more smoked-out dubwise flavor, let a bit more reverb and delay live on the upper texture layer, but keep the low end centered and clean. The low and low mid energy should stay disciplined. If the rewind gets too wide down low, it may sound huge on headphones and fall apart on a club system. That's another important thing to remember. The club test always wins. DNB is fast, dense, and unforgiving. If your rewind feels exciting but blurs the restart, it's not done yet. Tighten the tail, reduce the width, or trim the effects. The track should come back in with authority. If the shape starts working, print it to audio. Seriously, this is often the smart move. Once the rewind feels right, commit it. That turns the idea into a real arrangement event, instead of a bunch of moving parts you keep second-guessing. After printing, you can trim silence, tweak fades, or make tiny timing nudges, but you'll be working from a solid version instead of endlessly auditioning variations. One of the nicest ways to think about this is as a phrase anchor. You can use a rewind at the end of the first drop, then again in a more aggressive way later, or in a stripped-back form as an outro cue. The second version doesn't have to be identical. In fact, it shouldn't be. Make the next one shorter, dirtier, darker, or more chaotic. Give the listener a sense that the track has evolved. That's the real payoff here. The rewind is not just a gimmick. It's a structural tool. It resets the energy. It creates anticipation. It makes the next hit feel bigger because the listener was briefly denied it. That's classic club psychology, and it works beautifully in drum and bass when it's done with taste. So here's the recap. Find the rewind on the edge of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Work from a duplicated section so you can stay safe. Build the cue from a short audio slice. Reverse it, and keep the low end out of the effect. Stack only what you need. Use automation to create the pull. Then check the whole thing with drums and bass so the restart lands hard. If it feels like a real DJ-ready reload, you've nailed it. Now take the practice challenge. Build one rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Keep it to no more than 3 layers, and place it right on an 8-bar boundary. Make one version clean and one a little dirtier. Add at least one automation move and print one version to audio. Keep the sub out of the rewind itself. Then listen to the restart in context. And ask yourself one simple question as you work. Does the rewind change the feeling of the next bar? If the answer is yes, you're in the right zone. If not, simplify, tighten, and try again. You've got this. Build it clean, make it intentional, and let the drop come back like it means business.